Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ramble.
Welcome to the episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the episode.
You've been gone for forever.
I know.
He's back, baby.
I was in Chicagoland allowing Henry to meet all the extended families. And he was rolling around and giggling and smiling. And he's clapping now. So it was really, it was a fun little week. And I also went up and did a show in Toronto in Mississauga.
Sunny Canada.
I've never been. It was actually very overcast.
Shocking.
International.
Well, Toronto, I think, can be more sunny, but it's still the winter. It was very nice, though. I was in and out so quickly.
Henry like that deep dish?
Henry did not have any pizza.
Put in his bottle.
ground it up.
Drinking cheese.
He had avocado and egg. I mean, he eats a lot of stuff.
Instead of Chicago.
No pizza. Yeah. But it was a nice time. Yeah, I've been very busy. Busy. And
busy beef.
I've been here sometimes too busy, but just it my busyness has overlapped with the podcast schedule sometimes. Had some Eat the Menu. We're shooting the Michelin series right now, so sometimes I've been shooting that. It's just been a lot of overlapped busyness, a lot of shoots. We're shooting a lot of stuff.
Hell yeah. Banking those Eppies.
Banking. We're doing a live stream today. I mean,
this will come out weeks
come out
from
way
now.
Later. But
come out years from now.
For me, that's today.
What's the live stream you did?
What I did was we ate all the Little Debbie snacks.
Oh, man, Little Debbie really means a lot to me.
Really? Speak on it.
Well, I would bicycle down to the corner store in North Kakalegi. Uh-huh. Go on down to the corner store. Oh. Use my allowance to buy a Little Debbie pancake.
Which pancake?
I would buy the Swiss cake rolls, which we have stocked in the office, and every time I eat them all the time.
Yeah, the Swiss rolls are very good. Zebra cakes were always a favorite of mine.
Yeah, those are good.
Here's controversial opinion. I don't like the cosmic brownies.
Oh,
I actually think
maybe my favorite.
I think they're one of the weakest because they've got the little fake M&Ms on them.
I think they're trash.
I like the density. I don't like how fluffy the Little Debbies are.
Oh, you want it? I want it thick.
Well, and heavy.
I do that feeling of weight.
I hate how thick it is, and I love the marketing because they're like kind of like stoner brownies. Is sort of I think the
cosmicness of it. Sure,
but I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, Little Debbie, I'm excited for you, Keith, to have tried that.
Yeah, me too. I was excited, and you won't believe which one was my favorite.
There's something with, because we're shooting so much, we're shooting podcasts ahead of time when we can. And so by the time episodes come out, I'll listen back and be like, oh yeah, hey, what a fun. It's like they're like distant memories. Where I used to not listen to the show at all because it's like, well, I'm not going to listen to a conversation I had 2 days ago.
You're right.
Oh, now it's like checking in on an old friend.
And that friend is me.
My favorite friend.
Yeah, they have the exact same sense of humor as you.
Sometimes my least favorite friend, but we do have the same sense of humor. That's a good, really good point.
Sometimes you ever have this experience, you're listening to an episode of the podcast and you just go, in like, as somebody says something, in my mind, I'll think of a joke and then I will say that joke.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, I was like, I should respond with this. Yeah, and then I do.
And then you do.
I did. I'm like, good job, me.
That makes sense. That checks.
My humor hasn't progressed at all in the last 6 weeks. So that's the exact joke I would make.
I like watching videos of myself, and I laugh watching the video with the same laugh as me in the video laughing at the joke. And that's so there's just so like funny. An echo of Zach laughs.
Should we do a podcast where we're just listening to our own podcast and trying to predict the jokes that we said?
Yeah, I like
in the
that.
Podcast.
Try Guys React to Try Guys React.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. A React video that's to an entire podcast. It's 2 hours long.
Uh-huh. What's going on with those pants? They're trying to creep up your legs.
Oh, so what happened is they're a little too long. They're my Carhartt black jeans. $50. Imagine spending only 50 on denim. Tossing a fiver to the Carhartt store.
Is that a Ulysses?
Hmm?
S. Grant? Is that who's on the 50? Ulysses?
I don't know. Oh. Do they make $50 bills?
Do they?
I think it feels like a funny number to make.
Are you sure?
Sorry. Is this the Berenstain Bears thing?
Where I know they have a 20, and I know they have the Hundo.
The Benji.
I've never seen 50s.
You've never seen the 50s?
It just feels weird because it's like, okay, 5 I get, 20 I get, 50. So it's like, two 20s and a 10.
International. You're looking for a 50?
He's about to pull out a $50 bill.
I only have hundreds and 20s.
Do they make higher than $1,000 bill? Doesn't exist, right?
No.
Keith, you're right. It is Ulysses.
Of course he's right.
Yeah.
Of course he's right.
Let me see this shit.
He's drowning in 50s.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah, of course.
He's got a big smooth head, right?
It's a funny bill to have.
A 50 is a rarity, and I don't think you can get 50s from the ATMs typically. That's probably why we don't encounter them very often. I think it's
go to the bank.
5, 10s, 20s, 100s is what you get.
It's like a $2 bill that exists. They're more rare.
They're fun. Those are lucky.
Hank Green gave me one, and I gave it to a friend of mine who's a big fan of his.
Aw.
Yeah. He signed it. It was because I won a trivia thing.
That's worth even more.
Oh.
Probably worth at least $3. 13.
At least $4. I think it's illegal, too. Lock him up. Lock him up.
I think as long as you don't destroy it.
Yeah, writing on money. Yeah, there's a thing where people would write, it was like a, I don't remember, mid-20-teens thing, where people would write their like name or something on a dollar bill to track it. And then you could go to a website. If you had the dollar bill, you would mark where it could, and you could see a path of where the bill went.
So interesting.
Like the lifespan of a dollar bill.
Well, dollar bills are supposed to be like so germy. Like they're the grossest thing out there.
Yeah.
That's why Miles only does his drugs with the Hundos.
That's right. That's why I'm snorting my nose candy.
Yeah, you're
out of 100. I've never done it, actually. I'll say 100. That.
Good for you.
Thanks, that's man.
Good. Me neither.
Do you guys have it? Does anybody have a $1 bill in here?
I don't know. We know this.
A one?
You know I don't have any bills.
Maybe a one, though.
No bills to be had, Keith.
Zach has so much money that a bill couldn't even quantify.
People always used to do like silly little folding tricks. And so I made one where it's just turning George Washington into a mushroom.
Little mushroom guy.
I would have done it for everyone, but we don't have a one.
Things
would
used to be
an
more
incredible
fun.
Audio experience.
I mean, by the way, guys, walking in here, it was so fucking windy, it almost knocked me over.
I almost got hit with a branch.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some branch hit my car, and I was like, well, hopefully that didn't make a stain.
I almost got hit in my body. I was walking.
Whoa. There was a lady flinging through the air when I came by here. I saw her getting swept away.
A palm frond, like from the palm trees?
No, I didn't. It was just a little branch. It wouldn't have hurt me. But I wouldn't have liked it. I mean, it might have slightly hurt me.
This is one of those days where people die.
I saw an elephant fly away from the zoo.
Hey, Zach. We're trying to keep it real here. But apparently the palm fronds, I've said this statistic probably a dozen times on this show, but they kill like 9 people a year.
Branches?
Then palm fronds falling from the palm trees because they're really kind of heavy and they're sharp. And they'll, like, they're big,
too. They'll slice you.
But they'll, like, the wind will just pick them up, and they hit people in the head, and they kill them.
That's why they go up, and every so often they jostle the tree, and they knock the dead ones down.
Exactly.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, the people climb them, and they're like, snip, snip, snip.
Snip, snip, and then,
they'll kill you.
Yep. A lot of stuff will kill you out there.
I really liked that sound effect.
Yeah, that was
good.
All right, we're going to play the sound effect game. Keith, that was the sound of a palm frond falling down. Uh-huh. Now you're going to give us the sound of...
Okay, Keith, this is you open the door and it's someone on the toilet.
Someone's in here. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That was good.
That was really good. I like
that. Oh, I forgot the slam.
Was that him falling dead?
That was him reaching and locking it from the seat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing the little waddle step and locking the door because he didn't lock it.
Somebody there!
Now Keith is going to give us the sound of an ancient mystery box unlocking its mechanisms, and inside, untold knowledge.
Wow, bravo.
That was really good. A lot of latches on that bottle.
Well, it was old.
That's what I wanted.
There were some bubbles in there, too.
Oh, wow. Guys, yeah. Guys. Oh,
what are you feeling right now?
Yeah, what are you feeling, Zach? Walk us through it.
You hungover from the weed.
And you're having tea in a glass cup, but you lost your sort of little rubber condom.
Oh, yeah, the little cork.
You normally have a
cork sleeve. Don't you have a cork sleeve on that thing?
Oh, maybe.
Cork sleeve.
I did an episode of Smoke Show yesterday. We're filming some. I was hanging out with drag queens, and I smoked a drug that made me feel real dumb.
Republicans would hate you right now.
I bet.
Smoking weed with drag queens?
We had a lot of questions planned about, like, politics, and we didn't get to any of them.
I would have avoided
getting
those.
Stoned super and high. Talking about politics sounds like a nightmare.
But I feel like a little cloudy man.
Mm.
Well, recently,
okay,
life's been fun.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about getting on a bicycle.
Getting on one,
or
getting one.
Well, I have a really old bicycle that I haven't been using as much, but I've recently been trying to.
Please go ahead.
Sorry. I've been in my activities era, so I'm sort of like trying to adopt more and more hobbies at the hobby shop. Mm. So I'm like trying to bicycle. I'm going to take a surf class this summer with my boys.
All
my boys are going to sign up for the same surf class so we can go to Venice to surf, because it's always been something I wanted to do, and I live in California, you know? I'm only young once.
You can, there are just private surf instructors that allow for like groups as well. So you don't even have to crash a class. You can just host your own class. And
don't
then
be
it's
like
only you.
Us and some
And like
guy.
Me and Keith can come too.
Normally
with the boys.
It's like three.
And like
three
I'll be there and we can surf.
I don't want to surf.
Hey, Zach.
I don't think I want to either.
I'm afraid.
Sounds so cold.
You're afraid. What are you afraid
I'm
of?
I'm afraid. It's just so cold, so chilly.
I think you'd be actually, Zach, you have a surfer's body.
Go on.
Being smaller is definitely a benefit. Yeah, my eyes are going to have a hard time.
It'll be hard for me, but I'm willing to fail. And that's what makes me special.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm willing to sort of, I have to tackle it a bunch of times. But it's also about getting in that water early morning, get a big Subway sandwich afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
from Subway?
Upwards.
No, not from Subway. I don't like Subway.
I stood up on a surfboard once. The first time I did it, I stood up.
Wow.
And that's huge.
The only time I've surfed.
That's incredible.
I know.
And then you just said, I'm going to stop there.
Oh, I did not. Yeah, we just rented a surfboard once, me and my friend. And I also stood up on water skis. So I think I sort of have like a water.
Water skis are hard.
Yeah. And I rode it for like minutes. I know.
Whoa. That is hard.
I have a special water talent.
I've never been enticed to glide upon the elements.
Huh.
It sounds like you're doing spoken word.
I don't want to skydive. I don't want to ski on snow or water. Or surf, or snowboard. I don't like the idea of my body propelling very quickly, and I only have some control.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I saw a, speaking of this, Keith.
Yes, go ahead.
It was a TikTok. Brian Jordan Alvarez, very funny guy. But he was basically being like, when people say, like, you know, life is short, like, seize the day. Like, you don't have to fucking skydive. Like, that's, like, if you want to just chill on your couch, that's fine, too.
That's seizing the day.
Yeah, that is seizing the day. Like, you don't have to jump out of a plane in order to feel something. Like, there's a lot of different ways to do it. And I think about that in terms of skydiving. Like, in my mind, I think that, like, my heart of hearts, my bucket list fantasy is that I skydive. But I don't know that I need to do that.
As someone who enjoy go fast,
yeah, you do like that.
I like vroom vroom.
Yeah,
I like falling through the sky. I like driving. Like I like ride.
You
honestly,
ski?
Yeah, I ski.
Yeah,
not well, but I do it.
You do it.
I do it, and I like my favorite part of skiing is go fast, and I don't even want to say that I drive fast because that's reckless. But I like rides that go fast.
Oh, like a roller coaster.
But not like yes, I do love a roller coaster that go up and down. But when I was a kid, my favorite was just go fast. You know the kid roller coasters that like don't really have drops; they just kind of whip you and.
Oh, almost like the spinny ones.
Well, spinny ones are my favorite.
Yeah.
You sort of go back to back teacups.
At Rye
Disney.
At Rye Playland, they had a roller coaster that was like the middle coaster, and it just didn't have a drop. You just went fast.
I do like that feeling.
And I don't know what is going on in our brains where it's, I go vroom vroom now. Is it that stimulus-wise, I'm like seeing more really fast and it's giving your brain that candy? Is it the feeling of the wind? Is it the subtle, the pseudo G-force?
I think it's, yeah, faux danger. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. You know, the winter, everyone's cold, but the spring, everyone comes outside. But now you've got all these pressures to go hang out, go do things. And, you know, sometimes you need a little time to recharge. Sometimes you're working through stuff. I will say that, you know, things are very, very busy here. So, like, it's very easy to get stressed. Also, my home life has become more stressful than it used to be. I think even with lots of wonderful things going on, doesn't mean that you aren't stressed and couldn't use someone to talk through some of your, you know, stresses with. And a therapist is a really great option for me. And I think it could be for you as well. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tripod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tripod.
Well, that's a big part of roller coasters for sure.
Yeah. And that's like why I like a horror movie too. It's like you're tricking your animal brain into thinking that there's
even,
danger.
Even go fast is danger.
But I don't know if that's I don't know if I'm getting the, because the feeling of your stomach drop, that's the danger. That is, I'm going to die. Yeah. And then you don't die and you go,
I made it.
Yeah, I did.
But like, vroom vroom go fast, you just feel it in your bones.
I don't know. I feel like when somebody like accelerates really hard, I'm like, oh, danger. Like,
yeah, no.
Because the car is going to start going very fast, and there's other things and cars out there that we run into.
I think that I, in another life, could have been a race car driver.
Whoa. You're built to do it.
If I were born in Oklahoma,
Formula One.
No, my neck is fragile. It'd snap right off.
go around a turn.
But like I could be Jeff Foxworthy.
You could be a NASCAR
you
driver.
You could be Jeff Foxworthy.
He's a comedian. Who's the one I'm thinking of? Who's the
like you're NASCAR?
Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt Jr. I think I could do it.
I think that you have the charm, but you don't have the gusto.
See, I was gonna say I have the gusto, but I definitely lack the charm.
Because I think that you could wow the crowd. But then when you get in that car, do you think you could perform?
If I win, I got to chug milk and I would die.
Do they chug milk when
you've never seen that?
That's just one of them.
Isn't that the Indy 500?
They chug milk?
When they win, they chug a big thing of milk.
It's NASCAR, man. NASCAR's...
They chug milk!
That's kind of sick, though, right?
Yeah.
Miles is in.
I think that's kind of cool. I know that NASCAR's trying to rebrand, sort of.
They have NASCAR street races now.
Yeah.
The first one was in Chicago last year.
Oh, that's sick.
There's a lot of crashes because the drivers weren't good at it.
Oh my god!
No one got like
are they driving like they in just, the street. Like,
yes, they literally made a street course in Chicago.
Oh my god!
Around Chicago, it was like their first NASCAR street race.
That's sick.
It's not as fast as F1, obviously, but it was still quite fast. And there were a couple little collisions because they just, you know, they only overturned left.
Why don't they
turn right?
You don't really see a lot of rocket ship races. And what's that about?
Or jets.
Because F1 costs like probably as much as it would to lift off the fucking ground.
Yeah.
So I was talking to someone who just, he produced a documentary on jetpacks, and there's jetpack racing.
Yes, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
It's fucking crazy.
What are you talking about jetpack racing?
How do you not know?
What? That's a fucking future thing.
I heard about this like 6 months ago.
Why is that allowed and we're not talking about it as much? This is the problem with the internet. There's too much media out there. Here I am watching the new dance tutorial and I'm missing jetpack stuff?
What?
We need one newspaper.
That's true. Also, I'm thinking a lot about monoculture, loving when there's a moment where it's like, okay, we're all doing it. For example, Connections is the most recent. We've already talked about that.
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is a great monoculture example. I think that's we bring true. Back monoculture and like White Lotus, like having it come out once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Jetpacks need to be part of monoculture.
I agree.
Okay.
The future is here.
That's the thing is about the future being here is that, again, because we don't have a monoculture, everyone having mono.
Mm-hmm.
Then we like literally like they did an AI new robot guy and it was like, oh, this is so cool. And it's like a person it's powered by ChatGPT or whatever, OpenAI.
Mm-hmm.
And the robot was literally like, hey, what's up? Like, howdy doody, like talking and moving. And I was like, that should be on the front page of everybody. Why are we not discussing
the guy with the wheel foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
I will say I worked on a documentary on robots. They're not that impressive.
Okay, Rainy.
Well, that was back then.
That was then. When was that?
Wait, tell me, like 20, I want to know 2019.
Why. Yeah, 2019 was before all the new AI tech plays that came out.
Tell me why robots aren't that impressive.
Yeah, please.
So I just went to, like, I was a PA.
Keep in mind, they're listening.
Oh my God. That is so scary. So I thought it was going to be so scary. Yeah. But then we were doing it and it was like, okay, the robot now is going to take a spoon and move it to this other side. And then we waited for a million years. It was like, oh my God, we're safe. It's fine.
Okay, but it's Rainy.
But you've seen the ones seen the ones that they kick over and they just get up. And there's also the demon dogs.
Those make me so sad when they're training the robot. They look like little drunk toddlers and they're like, they kick them. And then it's like, get up.
It's fucked up.
And then the dogs are scary.
Well, the dogs. Yeah,
the robo dogs move fast and they already put guns on them. And
oh, yeah. Think about that shit chasing you when the fucking totalitarian fascist government police state rises up. Dog cops? Robot cops?
They don't need dog cops to control us.
Nuh-uh.
This is sad.
I agree. But no, but my point is with robots.
We control ourselves just fine.
Okay, fun fact alert. Dune just came out. This is almost topical. Haven't seen Dune 2. I am 2/3 of the way through Dune 1. So.
The movie.
The film.
Watching it like a book.
I'm watching it like a TV show. Literally at the act breaks, me and Sarah going, okay, that's enough for tonight. But in that movie, it takes place in the future, but a cool detail about it, there's no, people don't have fucking phones or tablets or whatever. Uh-huh. And it's because in the world of Dune, AI and technology like that were outlawed because they were worried it was going to overtake the human race. And I thought that was a cool detail and a good justification for it being sandy.
Guy who watches sand. 10 minutes of Dune a night monologues about mansplained Dune.
Okay, excuse you. I thought it was a cool detail. I think that, by the way, imagine AI, right? AI can already hack shit. AI can already hack stuff. So you can just fucking imagine when all of a sudden AI is malwaring your phone. Okay?
Yikes. Wait, do you know when the act breaks are? I don't know that.
It's just clear to me. Look, Rainy, you're talking to someone who did a communications, quote unquote, media studies, quote unquote, and production major.
Wow.
Okay? I didn't go to Emerson like Zach. I was in the trenches with a communications colon degree.
Where did you go to school?
Did you?
I just want to know.
This is unbelievable. You've known me for a million years at this point.
Yeah, but I
Illinois State University. Well, majored in theatrics.
I'm very famous. Hold on.
Okay, no, very. Quote unquote, very. Emerson, School of Hard Knocks, shooting a film on a little Canon 5D until it hurt.
Did you go to SCAD?
No, I didn't go to fucking SCAD. What do I look like?
You went to UNC.
You went to, that's right, People's University. Go Heels!
I went to
a bigger school
than
me.
What's that?
You went to a bigger school. Than me.
Why are you mad? Are you self-conscious about that?
No.
You both went to a bigger school than me.
But you went to a more exclusive school.
That's right. Very exclusive. Baby Ivy. Yeah.
Not even close to Baby Ivy.
Sapling.
So, people, the sapling. No, yeah. University of North Carolina.
All right. Well, I've got a segment.
Oh, thank God.
Rainy.
Okay. So let me give credit to the TikToker who did this. So it's Amelia Sampson who had the idea of... Would these celebrity couples be in a fart-positive relationship?
Oh, they're
allowed to fart?
And I think I know, but could you define fart-positive?
It's where you fart freely.
And that's not fart-positive of, like, someone farts and you go, yay! It's just understood that you... Now, in a fart-positive relationship, if I've got a real stinker...
Yeah, and you fart.
You should go away.
I think I should still go away.
Go to the kitchen.
I'm just not going to be yelled at
What?
The sound effect of it.
I think that you're allowed to be shamed, but it's understood.
Right. It's like a friendly. It's like, oh my God, that smells so bad.
Oh my God, that's nasty. But it's not like, I can't believe you did that.
It's
that was
like,
so disrespectful.
Hey, like, for
it's
real,
not
don't
disrespect.
Do that. Yeah.
When you're brewing,
yeah,
you know what's coming, right?
And if it's premeditated, then you got to go to the other room, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
How
if
often? What percentage are premeditated?
I would say... To me, and you can put this on merch, farts just happen.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes you're just...
Yeah.
There are definitely sneaky farts, but I feel like 9 times out of 10, you know you're about to fart.
When you're about to fart, do you know what it's going to sound like?
If a fart happens in the forest, does it even make a sound?
Now, I would say, like, if I think it's going to be a lot of farts or especially bad one, I'll just go do a chore.
Yeah.
And fart while I'm doing it. Why not? Chores got to get done.
Every
you
time.
Know, your dad, there's chores. There's always chores.
Keith.
Go do a chore. Go unload the dishwasher.
If I had that mentality, my house would be spotless.
I'd like to revise and say that I am definitely in a fart positive relationship. I've thought about it.
You've thought about it.
But there was one time where I knew I had a real stinker coming. It was something I ate that maybe I shouldn't have. And so
he ate a whole crab with a shell on.
I ate the whole shell. I actually just ate the shell. I de-crabbed the crab.
Crunched.
But then
shell.
I was like, I confused which part I was supposed to eat. Soft I get shell. Confused sometimes. So I go into the bedroom to, like, very politely take care of the SBD, the silent but deadly. We all know that one. You know, you can feel when it's like, oh, this is gonna sneak out,
right.
And it's not gonna be a happy one. Am I describing it too intensely?
It's a different
happy one.
It's a different temperature.
Well, they're happy. Yes, it was a war. It's a hot.
It's a different temperature.
Oh, it's a hot one.
Like 7 inches from the midway sun.
Oh. What were you singing?
It's a hot one, Mr. Grinch.
That's what I thought you were doing.
So I felt the hot one coming. I go to the bedroom. It sneaks out. Maggie follows me in to ask me a question.
No, get out.
I panic.
You've already lit the bomb.
So I already lit the fuse. It's out. And so I rush to her. I take her hand and I start ballroom dancing through the house, trying to turn it into like a romantic thing.
You weren't like, I fucking busted in here.
I would busted.
Next question.
I would definitely just say like, oh, I just farted. It's a very bad. Run.
I've done that in the past, but for whatever reason, this time I decided I was sneaky.
I'm going to cover this one up with dance.
I've done that too, where I'm just like, let's hang it over here.
Yeah. I've been like,
so I start.
Oh, look at this over here. Let's go to the other side of the house real quick.
So I'm dancing with her. I'm like, you're so lovely. You're so beautiful. La-da-da, da-da-da. And we're dancing. But turns out.
She knew.
The smell followed.
It followed. Because it got caught in the updraft of all the spinning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
We moved. Cyclone. We moved so fast that it came with us, and so now as a result,
the whole house.
I'm holding her ballroom dancing in a cloud of hell.
That's pretty romantic.
Just you and her against the world.
Inside your own fart.
So I want to know: these couples, are they? Would they be fart positive?
First,
are they real couples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, he doesn't fart. He had it's chemically sealed.
Yeah. It's probably fart positive because they're, you know.
I don't think billionaires fart.
They're stuck together now.
They've
barely been together
eating.
For so long.
I do think they're divorced.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's right. They're divorced.
Oh, well, so then
they
must
they
have
were
been
together.
Fart
yeah,
negative.
They were together.
Well, they must have been fart negative then. That's what happened. We cracked
you can't.
It.
That's not sustainable.
They seem too wound tightly to like it's also like nerds, I feel like, aren't proud of their farts. And Bill Gates is a fucking nerd. I'm sorry to say it.
I don't know. Sometimes they are, aren't they?
No, they're scared.
Insecure.
Yeah, they're insecure. Exactly. Yeah. So, and Bill Gates is a fucking nerd, as I said.
Zuckerberg, on the other hand, you know he'd be tootin'.
I have just farted. I have a new fart that I'd like to talk about.
I think that Zuck is, too insecure to be proud of his farts.
Introducing the meta fart.
Introducing the fart. Well, I'd probably be in the metaverse because there's no farts there. Proudly in the metaverse, we'd like to announce farting. You think they're going to add farting to the metaverse? Your meta AI, what are they called?
I was going to say your emoji, but that's not what it
avatar,
is.
Avatar, maybe?
Me is from the Wii, so it's not that.
Probably an avatar. Your avatar can now fart.
I love Zuck.
That's why they gave him legs, so they could have a butt, so they could fart.
Yeah. That guy is not farting, I don't think. He's doing jujitsu, though, and he might slip one out, but he's embarrassed about it.
He doesn't seem like a farter.
You don't think every time he...
I'm going to come at you now with my training. Is that what he sounds like? Yeah. Come on! Fight me!
He does. He's always fucking on his weird little skateboard and shit. Fuck Mark Zuckerberg.
Got him. Thanks for Instagram.
Yeah.
Thanks for Instagram.
Next one is Meryl Streep and Martin Short.
Oh, what a fun couple.
They've
got to be
fart They're farting positive. And enjoying it.
I mean, it must be a hoot over there.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they're just giggling in bed.
Yeah.
I think Martin will run from across the house, wave, and say, Meryl, Meryl. And then he farts hilariously. She laughs and goes, "Oh, Martin." Oh, yes. And then he frolics away.
Yeah, it's good.
I can really see that.
I bet he FaceTimes her to fart.
Hey. Hang up, by the way, really funny thing to do. I'm gonna just FaceTiming someone, and as soon as they get
that
on,
so
farting and
good.
Hanging up.
Oh my god, next time I have to fart, I'm FaceTiming you immediately.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That is funny.
I wish I had to fart right now.
Yeah, it could really fill out the episode.
It's never there when you need it.
No,
I farted in the studio before doing a podcast.
Oh, of course.
I don't... Of course.
I don't call attention.
At least once.
I suppose it's inevitable that I have, but
I
can't.
Like a laugh, and I'm like, ha! Ah! And I'm just like, I hope that nobody notices
I've never
that.
Heard.
It's not the noise I'm worried about right now.
Oh!
Right, yeah. Noise is like, you know, chairs make noises.
Yeah. I make noise over my fart.
Ha! Ah! Have you guys heard, by the way, this is a hack. If you're pooping in a public stall.
Oh my God.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's see the time code.
Here we go. Over.
You can flush the toilet as you poop. So it covers the sound.
Well, the sound?
I get, sometimes, you know, I get that.
Well, I do a courtesy flush, which is that as soon as that drop
rice.
Happens.
Yeah.
Rice.
Keith just looked at me and went, rice. But I was like,
I was thinking, right.
What am I going to have for lunch? He thought I asked what you're going to have for lunch today. Yeah, rice.
You put your poop in rice and it helps reset it.
It helps. Honestly, it dries it out.
Rice.
Rice. Rice.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Next is Rue and Jules from Euphoria.
Rue and Jules. This is Zendaya and Hunter Schaefer.
From Euphoria, I feel like fart positive.
I think they would be.
Yeah.
I think they'd be fart positive.
I think Euphoria has fart positive characters. They're all so sexy.
Well, yeah, but I fart. Think that that Rue and I think Rue and Jules are farting.
Yeah.
And they're just being like, oh my god.
People who took a bunch of drugs fart.
Yeah, that's true.
Really? I didn't know that.
Don't do drugs, kids. You'll be tooting.
Although Jacob Elordi and Sydney Sweeney in that show, not fart positive.
Not fart positive.
He would be very upset.
Now, you're not asking this question because you just started watching Euphoria, right?
Not just. Like a month ago.
Well,
but more recent than the show is relevant. Are you done?
No. Okay, so here's the thing. I think the second season lacks, and it wasn't compelling to me.
Definitely.
But,
I mean, I liked a lot of it. I think the first episode of the second season is really good.
Yeah.
And then I think the rest of it.
Rainey tried to film a gotcha TikTok the other day where she's like, I heard that you think that Euphoria is poorly written. And Garrick and I were like, yeah, no, it's bad.
No,
it's
well,
bad
you said
show.
It was bad, which yeah, I think it's a beautiful. I think it's beautiful.
I think it's a good show that is very badly written and the ending is bad.
No one cares about this.
I know why. Well,
I'm sorry
it.
That I brought it up.
No one cares about this. Guy who started a podcast about this specifically.
Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny.
They broke up and they defo fart. Negative.
Fart neg.
Yeah, fart
Kendall
negative.
Kendall Jenner would be appalled by a fart.
And I also think that Benito would be appalled by his own fart.
Yeah, he'd be like, wait.
Be like, what happened? Did you guys just hear that?
I think if Bad Bunny farted, he would be rude to himself. I think he would shade himself.
He would put himself in timeout.
Although, have they ever done a fart plot line on Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I think they would, right?
Like,
solve the mystery of which Kardashian farted.
Or one of them just goes, and they're like, oh my god. Like, and it's like, dun, dun, like, jumps in, you know. The music on that show is hilarious.
By the way, a murder mystery plot season of The Kardashians, where they have a serialized whodunit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's the shot in the arm that show needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Let the Kardashians solve a murder.
Have you guys done, that's super it's funny, by the way. I like that. But it's who farted?
No, I've now decided who murdered.
I think it was Kim.
Yeah.
So just
Kim going
be like,
down to the docks being like, so where were you on the night of April 18th?
Well,
it's
she's a lawyer
knives
now.
Out Kardashians.
That's right.
She's a lawyer now. She could do that.
Exactly.
I would love to see a murder trial where Kim is the lawyer. I think that'd be interesting.
I mean, her dad, famously, by the way.
Famously. Of the most evil people.
Vinny.
Law and Order Kardashian. I want them doing the Mariska Hargitay going down to the docks while someone's just loading fish. Be like, did you notice that he had I don't know. I don't know what law.
A snake
and order.
Tattoo on his arm.
On his arm.
Just like the picture.
Just like the picture of the murderer we have somehow.
I've never seen the Kardashians.
What?
I've never seen it, and I'm sorry to shame. Maybe
I think you should watch one episode in the early season.
I think I'd like the cultural context, but I also, you know,
I get they're bad people.
Yeah, they're very bad people.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be shy about that.
Yeah,
but I know we've sort of tried to iconify a lot of them for being right. rich celebrities.
Right.
But I don't watch bad. Shows for good people. I watch them for stories. You think I watch The Sopranos because I think the mob was good?
Well, it's a fiction. You think it's a good fiction, story? Though.
Sopranos?
No, The Kardashians.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it either?
No.
Okay. No, it doesn't really appeal to me, but I also never thought that Real Housewives would appeal to me, and Real Housewives of New York is...
Real? Are you watching Real Housewives?
I've seen a decent amount of New York. It's a batshit crazy show.
Well, the editing on those shows is phenomenal.
It's great. Mm. They always make you think something cool is going to happen. Nothing ever actually happens.
Exactly.
But wow, are they good. I mean, the same with like Bachelor. All the reality shows. Bachelor, great editing.
The editing and the producing is like top-notch and incredible.
Very
and
good.
If you like that stuff, I have seen, what is it called, Unreal...
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's mm-hmm. a scripted show about a producer of right, a Bachelor right. style show, and it's written by somebody who was a producer on
oh,
The Bachelor,
that's cool.
and she got fired for having like a mental breakdown and then excommunicated from the reality TV scene. Then she wrote a short and it got turned into a series, and it's really, really awesome. And it's just good. About how they manipulate the candidates yeah. on those shows. It's crazy.
I'll tell you, sometimes human drama is just human drama. I started watching this season of Love is Blind on Netflix starting on episode 8. So I'm not watching the season. I don't have the context.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch two people in a relationship fighting,
Woo!
And it is you stop what the fuck you're doing. And I watched ooh, Goose Boyfriend, watch out.
Watch out.
I watched the live reunion last night and it got me going.
It was live.
I hate those shows.
Or it's not live, but you know, it's like a
Love
panel.
Is Blind is fun.
I hate the episodes that it's just the live like recap of the series where they just make people build up the fight that they've probably gotten over.
Well,
I hate
dude,
them.
No,
I hate
dude,
those episodes.
It is deeply immoral because they brought the people there and just had them fighting on air, and then you have the two hosts. It's 98 Degrees dude, Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, his wife. Well, I don't know her name. The hosts. And so they'll be like, it seems like you just came on this show for entertainment. And this is real. This is people's real lives. And you're turning it into entertainment. And that's not okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going on this monologue for like a full 60 seconds grilling this girl. And I'm like, what are we talking about? This whole show is entertainment.
Yeah.
This isn't real.
It's a show.
This isn't real. And she's berating this person for not
oh, that's
respecting.
Crazy.
They're there for the wrong reasons.
They said you're here for the wrong reason so many times, and that this is people's real lives. And if you wanted to just make entertainment, you're in the wrong place.
Whoa. That's
and
not that that's so
and, great. And that's not okay.
I got called by a casting director.
Yeah.
To be on this show.
They
I
said
was
be
cast.
Famous. I barely I was paid. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the producers are in her ear like, milk this. Milk this.
This is great. This
milk
is good.
This. There was this poor guy who got called out. I mean, not a poor guy. He seems like a bad person. But
yeah.
They surprised him with text messages that he didn't know from a girl that he had been texting, not on the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he didn't know that it was going to be on the show. And so he's just sitting there.
I feel like that's illegal.
It's insane.
How did they get the messages?
He must have shared them. And so he's just sitting there and he's silent for what feels like an eternity.
Oh my
and
God.
And he goes, I'd like to leave.
Oh.
And they make him talk for 10 minutes and then finally go like, yeah, you said you wanted to leave. You're allowed to leave. And I'm like, was he held hostage?
That's crazy. Man, it'd be fun to produce one of these.
Dude, it's juicy.
We got to do a reality show.
There's nothing quite like gossip and drama of people that you don't know.
Mm. Yeah, because if people really let you in like that, the best thing you can do is manipulate their trust.
Hot 20-somethings.
So you guys didn't watch Love is Blind?
No, but I've been watching The Bachelor.
Yeah,
what's I going watched on the previous season of Love is Blind, but not this one.
Bachelor was decent this season. There was no like standout villain. There was no Corinne.
No, you need
right?
the villain.
Like, I mean, there were villains, but not like to the level that some seasons have had, which honestly I think I appreciate as a person because I didn't like how aggressive some of those people were. They were like dangerous to be in those scenarios.
Yeah.
I don't love those shows, but they're good at drawing you in and making you think you care.
Yeah.
But mostly I think it just evokes that side of us that wants to watch something and say, that person sucks. Like, yeah. I don't know why that we have this need to watch something where we can judge other people. Mm-hmm. And I think judging strangers is probably healthier than judging your friends. But yeah. I don't know where it stems from. But all you do when you watch those shows is make big assumptions about who these people are. And typically they're negative. And you feel very proud of yourself that you say that person sucks. And it's probably a really bad thing.
Yeah, no, I certainly imagine it taps into the worst parts of us as people. From a media perspective, I was thinking about how streaming movies, not interested in. They like a movie that goes straight to streaming feels lesser than, I don't care, I don't want to sit and watch something for 2 hours. But then a 2-hour Love is Blind reunion, I drove to my sister's house and we watched it like the fucking Super Bowl. And
that would be a fun theater going experience, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like the season. Like, I don't, that's actually curious because I also feel like the fan passion is there to pay for a ticket.
Wow, you're so right.
That. Like to go into an AMC and
there's
like,
money on the table. They're just leaving.
Completely. Bachelor finale.
Oh, my gosh.
Theaters. How fucking cool would that be? Like, that'd be crazy. But I wonder why they don't do that.
So I'm spoiling something that we're planning this year, but we're mixing up this holiday seasons without a recipe. It's going to be a little bit more cutthroat, a little bit more elimination style.
And we
want to do like a live finale, and I had always been thinking about it as, you know, another live cooking special, but how funny would it be if it were just all the contestants coming back and like being really pissed at each other and being like, I should have won bagels. Your bagel sucked.
That would be incredible.
Can we get the guy from Watch What Happens Live? What's his name? He like does all. He hosts a lot of the
Mario Lopez.
No, he's a guy who just hosts a lot of the reunions. Like he hosts the Vanderpump one. He hosts some of them.
Oh, that's his job.
He's just like this plug-in host for reality shows that don't have a host for the characters to argue. I don't remember his name, but he would be a good person for us to get to facilitate that because it would be really leaning into the reality universe. Yeah.
There's a couple, like, I feel like they did YouTubers making reality TV. There's a precedent. There's this guy's, what are they named? Kian and JC, maybe?
Uh-huh, yeah, they did a reality house.
Reality house thing.
Basically just Big Brother, right?
Yeah, they're doing Big Brother, but being like, we're just YouTubers. We're going to make this like lower budget because it honestly doesn't need to be that high budget because it's mostly in the edit anyways.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like to see more of that.
Mm. Maybe you could do it.
Yeah, maybe I should produce a cutthroat. Is dating the best way thing to do? I mean, what's the most compelling thing? Like, I guess probably love. Dating because it's love.
Love.
Yeah. Okay, what are the categories? Dating,
money,
cooking,
cash. Dating, cash, cooking,
deception.
Deception.
They're deception-based shows entirely about deceiving.
That's a good
point.
Like
the mole.
The traitors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the traitors. To do a traitors thing that is like low budget inherently. Because it's all just like how, you're manipulating people. It's so exciting.
I mean, if you could genuinely make a dating show with YouTubers, it would break the world.
It would break the internet.
But there's a very special thing in your brain that you need to have to go on a dating show where you're willing to, like, I don't think I could kiss with a camera watching.
I know. It's too...
A first kiss?
It also is
camera
too
watching?
Fake. Like, in a lot of, not to disparage everybody, but a lot of the people that go on that show are not the brightest cookies in
not
the
basket. Not here for the right reasons.
Not here for the right reasons. Or they're
some of them are. Some of them, I think, actually are pretty intelligent. And I think they've just gotten to a place where they're hot.
Yeah.
They can do the show. And a lot of these people aren't going on the show to get married. They're going on the show to start a
social
media career.
Because you don't get paid.
Correct. I know lots of people who've been on The Bachelor have strong, like, blog.
Yes.
And they, like... They do ads and
or
they
only
have, like, Walmart
fans
sponsorships.
Also,
they have fans. They do fans. Like, I get that that is a way into this industry for people who are like basically later Gen Z or like young millennials. Because like maybe you aren't young enough to be popular on TikTok, but you can still go the Bachelor route.
Yeah, no, it's like a weird mainstream internet portal.
I believe some of them do fall in love though, because think about
I do.
You fall in love with people in weird places through experience.
What's funny to me, and one thing I noticed because I watched a little bit of The Golden Bachelor, and it was the older people,
not old enough.
You think you want them to be like 50, 90, 100?
They were too. I wanted them old.
I think they were all in 50s and 60s, right?
They're like
145. 60s.
Pump it up.
My point is though, on that show, it was totally funny to me, and I think they had one example of this of like. People go in and they go, I love this guy. Like all the women are like, I love this guy. And I'm like,
do you?
Do you? You don't fucking know this person. And I think with the older crew, I wanted them to be like, yeah, actually, you know, you're not it for me. Like, I don't have that much time left. I'm not going to, like, be with you. Like, you know, that's the weird part to me is that that's the uncanny valley where I'm like, on the first date, they're expecting nothing from the person. Like, it's all to please the one. But I kind of want, you know, nobody really walks out on The Bachelor.
Well, in every dating show.
Sometimes. At the end, they do.
There were some this season, somebody left actually pretty early on.
Really?
And it was because she was like, I'm a little older. I really want to have a baby soon.
Yeah, right.
Is that a timeline you're on? He's like, no. He's like, that's cool.
Peace.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
and that was like really happens. Like, I was like, I would like to start my family soon. And if you don't want to do that, I understand. But it's silly for me to be here.
Yeah. What drives me crazy is a lot of the dating shows, they have this artificial timeline where at the end of the season, they're going to go to the altar and it's, will you marry me? Yes or no. And every now and then you get someone who's like, I really like you, but I don't want to get married. Mm-hmm. And then the other person starts breaking down, crying. It's like, how could you? They don't love me. It's all or nothing. But I'm like, this is just because after 6 weeks, I'm not ready to get married doesn't mean I don't want to keep dating you.
Yeah, but I eliminated all these people who did.
Because, but that's crazy.
Because that person kept saying, I do love you and I'm ready to be with you.
I love you.
I know.
I do.
But I guess staying on the show, I get that it's a huge decision, obviously. And maybe these people just don't think they're actually going to get that far. So they're saying that they love you and they would say yes. But once they're actually in the moment, suddenly they're like, they're afraid and they, you know, they could change their mind.
Honeymoon suite, does anyone ever like, I thought I liked you, but we are not sexually compatible. Does that ever happen?
I wonder.
I feel like, I mean, IMO, that's a big part of a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's just funny that they wait till the end and then they get married right afterwards, typically.
Yeah.
That is. I didn't know they did that. They were hooking up like throughout.
No, they like make out, but then at the end there's honeymoon suites.
Oh,
and fantasy suites.
Multiple fantasy suites.
Fantasy suites, please.
Sometimes, excuse me. I need the lingo. I don't speak the language.
They're not married yet. Give me a honeymoon suite.
Sometimes they'll go, there's like multiple fantasy suites, right?
Yeah. But the fantasy suite doesn't necessarily mean they're fucking. probably fuck. I think that often they are, but it also, it's just a time to not be with the cameras around. You actually get to talk to them.
Yeah.
So I think there is a lot happening in that room that's not fucking.
I'm being held hostage. There's a treasure map underneath.
I think that is the time where they're like, hey, do you really want to get married or are we on the show for this? Like, what do you think? What would our lives actually be? And it's a time to talk without cameras so they don't have to keep talking in the crazy. The current Bachelor, it almost feels like he went to like relationship therapy speech writing.
A lot of them are just playing the same strings.
Yes, the way he talks is like, it's unnervingly perfect.
Yeah, I don't like
that. Someone being upset is like, I really appreciate you sharing
upset with me.
And it takes a lot to do that. And I just want you to know that I'm hearing you and I really understand. And it means a lot to me that you're willing to be this emotional with me right now. And that's something I'm going to look for in a wife, is someone who's able to be upfront and honest with me and be able to show their emotions. And I hope that I'll be able to get to that place with you as well. And I'm like, and the girls are like, literally one of the girls did at one point be like, is that real? That's not how people talk.
Yeah, right.
And it's too perfect. It's unrealistic.
I'm in my mind right now, I'm hatching a dystopian YA novel where love is outlawed unless you're on a dating show. And that is what keeps the economy going.
It's actually not a bad... That's honestly, I laugh at you, scoff at you, think you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But that's a really good idea, Zach.
And there's like, that's the only TV.
The only show.
Sort of like, and there's the every game. Channel has millions of them. There's Love is Blind. There's The Bachelor. There's Temptation Island. There's all of the only reality dating shows are left. And that's the only way to have love.
That's a good idea. Have you read The Running Man?
No.
Basically, Hunger Games, et cetera. But The Running Man it's a world where there's all these dystopian game shows. And that's how the lower class can get into the upper class, basically. So the only way to jump a class system, and there's one called The Running Man, and he joins, and you just run, and everyone hunts you, and people who turn you in get money too. And so everyone in the whole world is hunting you. But this is a cool idea, Zach, because it's like,
I need to go write it down. I'll be right back.
In my little notepad.
I also just realized I didn't take my allergy pill today, and I'm slowly dying, so I'll be right back.
That's what it is with you.
Okay, cool.
That's what it is. I mean, we can't be that much left.
I know.
Yeah, okay. we
have an hour left.
We have an hour left.
I actually am falling in love.
Who do you think? Oh, well, I guess in the Social Network, he was sort of in love with that BU girl.
Yes, he was.
Kind of.
Mooney Rara. But yeah. That is not real.
You guys don't have allergies?
You know, mine are pretty mild all the time, but I should be taking an allergy pill. I definitely woke up congested.
I feel insane.
What was the wind today?
Yeah, what happens to you? Is it pollen in your eyeballs?
I leak. Well, yeah, if I rub my eyes, they get itchy.
I leak oil.
But I
when I move myself, there's a puddle of oil on the ground.
Like a slug.
I leak just constant, clear drip of mucus. Uh-huh. But I would say more than that, it's a pressure headache.
Oh, like I have been getting that.
You're just cloudy and you're like, what's going on? Like it almost feels like you just got woken up in the middle of the night.
Interesting. You just looked at me like you saw a ghost.
I thought you were going
to
say more.
What the hell
that,
was so that? Did you just see a ghost?
Yeah, in the middle of the night?
Yeah, no, that was. I felt like I was having a nightmare. I was going to wake up in bed.
I feel like right when you wake up from a bad dream.
Yeah, I know exactly how that felt. I was like, Jesus, no.
Oh man, it really is hitting me.
I've been having a sinus headache recently, and maybe I got to be taking that Claritin, that Zyrtec, that fucking zero. Allergy.
Yeah, it's that time of year. The things are blooming. The wind is winding.
It's the spring, though, guys.
I know.
It's spring. We made it.
Let me just say.
Say it.
It was all wet.
Go off,
the last
King.
Few months, and it's been... I don't like how wet it is. But I was flying over the city yesterday. I was on my way home, and it looked like goddamn Scotland on these hills.
Yeah,
it was like miniature golf course green. It was unbelievably green on the hills. I'm like, I have never seen the LA landscape look like this. It blew my mind how like vibrantly lush. The saturation was all the way up green. It was like, holy shit. And then I tried to take a video of it. My camera just wanted to focus on the dirty-ass plane window. So I can't even prove to you how green it looks, but it looked green.
That's awesome. It's beautiful outside. I love the little crisp wind, and then it's so nice. It made me feel very inspired. Honestly, every time spring rolls around, I get that smell. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
fresh, fresh, fresh.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. It makes me feel inspired. Yeah. And it makes
I get
me want
that
to take
smell, and I go,
the first night where you can open your windows at night and sleep with the fresh air wafting.
Oh, that is interesting.
You don't do that?
No, I haven't thought
about
that.
Isn't that the opposite, that when it gets warmer, you close the window and turn on the AC?
Well, right in this middle time.
Yeah.
Although at night it's so cold.
Yeah, but I'm under the blankies.
Unfortunately, I do worry because I live near a street that if we open the windows, we'll kind of hear in the middle of the night someone walking going, yeah, so anyway, I'm just going to go home now or whatever. We'll hear purpose conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes.
We got a lot of critters walking around our house lately. I see skunks, I see raccoons, I see possums all the goddamn night long on our little Ring camera.
Oh.
I'm seeing them.
You're seeing them?
Really close to your house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got little raccoon paw prints on our yard. It was dusty and then
the possums. The raccoons, I don't mind them.
You like a raccoon?
The skunk. The skunk every so often does its little thing.
He
smells like a fucking skunk. And then there's like a skunk smell in our neighborhood.
He's like
yeah, he skunks.
I've been
trying to catch the skunk, but then I was like, what if I catch the skunk? He's just going to skunk so
hard.
You can't
catch a skunk?
You got it.
Are you out of your mind?
I got to get him out of here. I'm not catching myself.
Call animal control.
That's what I did.
He's just skunking, man.
He left a cage.
Oh, yeah.
The skunk's smart.
Man, I love a
skunk. All I did was catch fucking raccoons.
I love a raccoon. I love a skunk.
And I don't mind the raccoons. And the raccoons got mad when I caught them. They literally ripped up some of my furniture.
You caught a raccoon in a cage?
I caught two.
What did you do with them?
I took them away.
You turned them away? Turned them in.
Turned them in.
And they moved them away.
Yeah, I didn't want... It honestly made me very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, raccoons...
Because I didn't want to catch them. I wanted to catch a skunk because a skunk like literally did spray outside of my house. And the house smelled...
Oh,
it smelled so bad, I thought there was a chemical.
An
electrical fire in
that's
my house. It
terrible.
Smelled so bad, I called the fire department.
Yeah, I think that...
I don't blame you.
If we were cartoons, I could see Miles being an anthropomorphic skunk.
Like Pepe Le Pew, although he's canceled. Skunk. Sheep.
That's nice.
Little lamb.
I would be a lamb.
Lamb, yeah.
I wear a dope fleece
whining
jacket.
Lamb.
That's nice.
He could, of course, be an otter.
Oh, I wanted to be an otter.
Rainy,
no,
what
he's
would
too
Rainy
big
be?
To be an otter. He's a fucking
breaking shit on my chest.
Because you want to be gorilla?
No, I mean an otter. They hit rocks on their oyster, on their belly, on their oyster. The oyster, like you put an oyster on the belly and they hit them with a rock until they break
open. I feel
like
they're full of secrets.
They're actually very aggressive animals.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. They'll gnaw your finger right off.
They're really? So cute though.
They're cute, but they're mean apparently.
I guess that's how like swans are also really aggressive. If you're cute, you also have to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay, me.
What would Rainy be? I actually was thinking about this. I think Rainy
field mouse,
panda.
Panda? Like Poe?
Yeah.
From Kung Fu Panda?
Kung Fu. Rainy would be Kung Fu Panda.
Specific
type of animal.
I think
panda or also meerkat. I
was going to say meerkat.
Lock it meerkat. In.
To me, pandas and meerkats are very, they're fun. They're playful.
Meerkats
meerkat
are the ones
really
that
cute.
Pop out of the hole.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're whack-a-mole cat dogs.
Yeah.
I just watched Lion King 2. Have you guys seen?
No.
Two?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, you were in for a treat.
No, I think I have. Nala's in it?
The daughter.
All right.
Wait, Miles. Is Nala hot? Because Simba obviously is really hot.
Mufasa Nala is hot.
Scar
is
hot.
Super hot.
Nala's hot.
Of course Nala's everybody hot. In that show is hot.
Yeah. The come hither eyes that they give during Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
They literally sing a song about like, hey, we're fucking, we're lions and we're fucking. It's Can You Feel the Love Tonight? We're lions and we're fucking.
Hey, we're lions, we're fucking, we're fucking.
But yeah, it's an amazing movie and it's pretty much, you know how it's Hamlet?
Yeah.
Lion King 1 is Hamlet. Lion King 2, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
And she falls in love with Scar's protege.
Lion King 3, Othello. Yeah.
No.
Lion King 4, 1.5,
Titus Andronicus.
All right, well, Zach, you want to tee the advice?
No, I'm dying.
Keith.
time for advice. It's time for advice. It's time for advice from Miles.
What's good?
Hey.
How's it going, everybody? And welcome to Advice That'll Go. First, Mimi, have you ever wanted to eat your food with taste buds that'll make you sniz?
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever wanted to slurp something down that you know is going to be more flavorful so much that it packs a punch?
Yes, sir.
I've been eating my food in a way that is new.
Salt each bite.
I've been waving away my rights and signing in to making sure that my every taste bud has exactly what it needs to give me that good.
Mm.
I've been huffing / smelling my food deeply before I even get a morsel of it.
Yes.
Yes.
I did it with the cookie on this very episode. I took it and I went, I'm getting a deep breath of it before I even bite it. And I have found from my extensive research that snorfing your food before you get it into your tummy is a better way to get that flav. It sort of primes the pump when you're going, you ever use a leaf blower? You got to prime that pump.
Blink, blink, blink. Old
gas leaf blowers that are outlawed now.
Here's the thing. You're super right.
Yeah.
And I, on Eat the Menu, always take a big old whiff of my food. And people are always like, why does Keith always smell?
Yeah.
Because like it's a way for me to, in one bite, be able to taste it the best I can. But also, I love smelling food.
Well, I've gotten, Keith, I'm addicted to this stuff.
It's awesome. I always give it a good whiff.
Yeah. Get a deep smell in there. And also, you're supposed to keep your mouth open when you smell.
Really?
Like a cat.
Almost. Because it's supposed to be like almost as if you are getting your taste buds a taste of the smell.
I mean, there's this thing of mindful eating where you don't watch any TV, you don't do anything, you just eat and like smell it and think about the taste. And I think that that's like really healthy for you.
No, I really like that. And it is healthy to do.
That makes sense when the food is like good.
Well, so this is another thing.
But when you're eating like a bowl microwave. Of cereal in front of the cartoons, like, yeah.
I've been trying to smell my cereal.
It's hard.
What does it smell like?
It smells like cereal.
Now,
but I'll say, Zach, that I think that it's also a good indicator to figure out, is the food subpar? Because often food will taste good but smell bad.
Yeah.
And you're sort of like, oh, that puts in context to me the difference between really good food and really sort of whatever food is you'll smell it and you'll be like, oh, it kind of doesn't smell exactly right. But really good food is like, oh, it smells unbelievable. Like, you know, you get these, because what's the word? Fragrance. when you're like making a steak, aromatics.
Aromatics. I was like, I don't know what you're trying to get to, so I had a hard time helping you. I'm like,
aromatics.
Yes, you add stuff that smells good to your food to make it taste better and smell better.
And smell better. And so it's like by taking a big smell. Oh my God, by the way, guys, I have huge news.
What?
And it's about Goose Boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Is there a girlfriend?
This
is
not
a girlfriend.
Mid-story.
Do not say there's a girlfriend.
So a friend of ours brought over a gift for Julian. And I was like, that looks kind of interesting. It's no also way. Wearing headphones.
Stop it.
And I heard it say, hey, baby.
Stop it.
But it is cat girlfriend.
Stop it.
And it is a cat in the same way that Goose Boyfriend is, where it sort of moves and sort of rolls around. And Cat Girlfriend also sings and sings songs. And I heard it go, hey, baby.
You need to bring it immediately.
And I have to bring in Cat Girlfriend.
They've got to fall in love.
They've got to fall in love.
I feel like they. I mean, do you think it's going to be a healthy relationship?
It seems toxic.
But they call each other. Both say baby.
He just didn't.
Hey, baby.
Although its mouth doesn't move.
Cat's mouth doesn't move.
No.
Yeah, beaks are easier to puppet than flat mouths.
Like is she the same material, like that shiny plastic?
Yes.
Wow.
She's way bigger, though.
Oh, my goodness.
She's probably like this tall.
Cat girlfriend. Meow.
You imagine if this character was in Toy Story and just like butted into every scene?
I feel like something offensive.
Hey, baby. Buzz. Can we do something?
Baby, what's up?
Okay, guys. Pig.
How's it going, Toots?
He's okay, all over. All
right. Hey, we gotta talk. We're on a mission for Andy right now.
Hey, baby. Who wants to dance?
Who wants to dance please. With me, baby?
Hey, baby. Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Hey, baby. Let's dance.
But anyway, smell your food. And it'll taste better.
Yep.
Now, is there a way, Miles, for you to do that without quietly moaning after you smell? Because I noticed that whenever you eat, you kind of have been, you've been sniffing food in the office and going,
You gotta vocalize.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to vocalize my pleasures.
Well, I was just asking if that's essential.
I bet when you're in the bedroom, it's silent.
No, he farts. He already told you.
All right, well, Keith. Hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
If you like piña coladas, get it caught in the rain.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, he edges you.
Hey, baby.
It's a tripod.
Have a good ass week, everybody.